Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, June 7th, 2020. Today he is talking about the importance of compassion. You incarnated solely to live lovingly. Here in the spiritual realms, I, Jesus, and all your individual support teams are watching over you constantly and inundating you with love, as the awakening process continues to unfold perfectly as divinely planned. The stuff that we have talked about previously has strongly intensified for many as it flows into your conscious awareness to be recognized, thanked, and fully released. Attending to this can be very tiring, very stressful, and very unsettling, because most of you have been unaware of how much stuff you had hidden deep within yourselves, waiting to be acknowledged and released. The intensity has shocked many of you as friends and loved ones have unexpectedly, and mostly quite unwittingly, triggered spontaneous and unloving reactions that have exploded from within you, and which you have then directed powerfully back at those who have triggered you, shocking and offending them, thus triggering them in return. This is a time for you to demonstrate enormous compassion for yourselves and for all others, because so many are feeling very confused in this period of great uncertainty, as the familiar world appears to be disintegrating, and when and how the future will unfold remains out of sight. People do not like uncertainty, and yet the world of form has always been filled with uncertainty. And so they establish routines and life patterns that seem to show them the way forward to desired ends and events whose achievement is guaranteed. This does work for short periods of time for individuals, maybe for as long as 10 years, though more frequently for much shorter periods. Then something happens that throws their plans into disarray. Right now, nearly everyone's plans are in disarray, and the future seems to be more uncertain than anyone can remember. Know that your awakening is absolutely assured. Nevertheless, how you will awaken is not yet clear to you. This is a time in which you need to strengthen your trust in God's love for you and allow that trust to guide your thoughts, words, and actions as you go about your daily human lives. Live lovingly whatever arises for you, and demonstrate love in action by being the divine being that God so joyfully and lovingly created as you. It is all that you are, and anything that arises within you that is not in complete alignment with love is not you and is unreal. As stress or fear attempts to fill your minds as you concern yourselves with re-establishing your normal routines when the present restrictions on your freedom are eased or removed, turn to me or indeed to anyone in the non-physical realms with whom you commune on a regular basis, and ask for help and guidance to strengthen your faith in Mother Father God, to whom you are always inseparably connected. Doing this will bring you comfort as the knowing of your inseparability from Source, with whom you are always one, arises into your conscious mind, reminding you again that there is only love, that all else is unreal and will pass away. The massive worldwide uncertainty that all are presently experiencing is an essential aspect of humanity's awakening process. In order for you to awaken, you have to let go of or release your hold on your life story, the egoic image of yourself that you have built up as your identity, and which you present to others as the me that you think you are. This is not who you are. However, the belief in this identity has become so deeply ingrained within you that you truly believe that it is who you are. Your egos do not want to let go of this identity because they fear it will terminate their existence, and their sole purpose within you is to protect their identity so that they can control you through fear. By fully opening to and embracing love, your true and eternal nature, you allow it to dissolve your fear as the realization dawns on you that truly there is nothing to fear. If you doubt this, remember what those who have had near-death experiences have shared in books and interviews, that there is no death, that they have fully experienced knowing the truth of this, and that as a result of their experience they have lost all fear of death. By opening fully to and embracing love, you too will come to the personal realization that there is nothing to fear, because you will know that there is only love. To arrive at this realization, daily meditation must be practiced by relaxing into your holy inner sanctuaries, as you let arising thoughts just flow through your mind without engaging with them. It does take practice, relaxed practice, where you let go of all judgments about your competence or ability, egotistical thoughts arising that distract you from being at one with yourself. When you let go of self-assessment and self-judgment and accept yourselves just as you are, peace will arise within you as you enjoy the moment, smelling the rose, watching the sunshine playing on the water, hearing the bird song, listening to the breeze rustling in the tree leaves. Truly, all is well. Remind yourself that you are on the path that you set up for yourself before you incarnated, and that you were born into the family that was absolutely perfect and that would allow the lessons that you had chosen to learn to be presented to you at just the right moment. There are no accidents or coincidences. Unexpected events are part of your life plan to allow you to deal with them in the most loving manner of which you are capable in the moment in which they occur. Later in your lives you may look back and regret certain things you have said or done that have hurt others, and that awareness alone is enough to allow you to forgive yourself and move forward. To dwell on past events of that nature instead of acknowledging them and releasing them causes you unnecessary pain and suffering and serves no useful purpose. Forgive yourselves and forgive others who have hurt or offended you, realizing that you were all doing your absolute best in that moment. Judging yourselves and others wrong for past events with the wisdom of hindsight is to cling to something that has passed, which makes no sense because there is only now. Use your new awareness to live more lovingly. You incarnated solely to live lovingly, and by so doing to assist humanity in the awakening process. Your intent to send love is extremely powerful, even though you very likely will receive no feedback after doing so. Trust that this is so, knowing that you are a divine being at one with Source, while remaining within the limitations of form where positive loving feedback, although often given, is often unseen or unfelt. Your loving intentions always arrive at their destination and mightily assist those to whom they are directed. So keep on loving and intending to be loving, and awaken. Your loving brother, Jesus.